Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Did you ever stop and think that when you make agreements to buy things on credit, that some of the money in your bank account doesn't actually belong to you? It belongs to them. You may say, no, it's my money. But it was you that agreed to give it to them in exchange for the thing that you so badly wanted. But hey, it's the American way. Buy now, pay later. Well, consider another American way. Families are torn apart by financial devastation every day. According to the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts, more than 1.6 million Americans declared personal bankruptcy in 2003. It's the largest number of bankruptcies in U.S. history. In the early years of our marriage, my wife and I waved credit cards around like magic wands. It really didn't matter how much something cost. What mattered was the monthly payment. If we could afford to get it for a dollar down and a dollar a day, we'd take it home. But the end result was such financial devastation that we couldn't even afford to pay our own rent. We hated to answer the phone for fear of creditors, and our whole family suffered. We were angry at everybody, the landlord, the car finance company, the cable company, power company, and phone company. They were the enemy, and they were all out to get us. You know, it's amazing the revelation you get when you're sitting in the dark with no car, no cable, and no phone. We realized that our mess was no one's fault but our own. So we moved into a little two-bedroom duplex, stopped spending on anything but the bare necessities, and followed a well-established budget. This new budget allowed us to govern our spending proportionately to our income. Now, it wasn't easy, but it worked. Within 2 years, we paid off everything and saved up $5,000 to buy our home. Proverbs 24:3 says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." God's wisdom will help you navigate your way from debt to financial stability. Build your house with wisdom. You can get started by creating a sound budget and asking God to help you work your plan. So, give the landlord and the utility companies a break and admit, we have found the enemy, and they are us. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters and a free copy of our budget guide, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.